This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, you wouldn't be here if you didn't love us, right? It's 7 after the hour. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Talk of school getting started and the welcome mat being out. I was looking at some pictures that have been posted online of being the youngsters being welcomed back to their elementary school. That's a fascinating time, a wonderful time of life. There's a new survey.
A survey? It's a topsy-turvy survey.
It's a survey of child care workers suggesting that a lot of young children have body image issues. And children as young as 4 are on diets. Mm. Wow. As follows research, which found out that 1/3 of preschool-age children call themselves fat. What is this society doing to our children?
Well, where are they hearing it from? You know, I mean, they're not
parents
that
who
on
have
their
body
own.
Image. Yeah, but they're, you know, parents who go on and have kids, kids suck in everything. You know, they hear mom going, oh, I look so fat in these pants. I got to go on a diet.
Yep.
They hear that.
That's one of the things that I'm learning. You hear me talk off and on about this Constellation course that I'm involved in with the Fausts, F-A-U-S-T-S, if you want to look it up. I was telling somebody about it over the weekend. A fascinating way of figuring out where you come from attitudinally, why you have the values that you do, and more or less from that you can figure out how to deal with them or how to change them or how to figure out, you know, what you really want. Do you want to keep that image of yourself? Do you want to keep those ideas that have come from other sources and aren't really your own? That's what happens. A lot of these children at this age, amazingly, we pick up all of this stuff and it becomes a part of us. The environment we are around, whether it's a person who swears, a person who has a bad attitude toward work, bad attitude toward education, smoking, drinking, any of those negative things. And then on the other side, the positive images, the positive ideas that come from, I mean, doesn't make a difference whether they're good. We all tend to focus on what's bad, but if you have a good attitude, your children are going to learn from that. If you have a home that espouses the value of education, Richie, I think, has done that with his children, the value of learning, the value of traveling, the value of being open to other people and their ideas and their cultures, that sort of thing. It's going to come from on top, on high. It'll come from the environment. And if you're around your parents most of the time, that's what's going to happen. Whatever's going on in school will influence you and it could be positive or negative, frankly, on that scale. But this the suggestion here as a result of this survey that found that about 1/4 of children are going to get professional help under the age of 5. Research suggests that waiting to discuss body image until the teen years, when the issues begin to manifest themselves in more obvious ways, might be too late. So do you talk about it? Do you need to talk about it? You don't if you are... I don't see why you underscore it. Feed your children well. That's what you do. You feed your children.
And more than that, pull them away from
yourself.
The devices and go somewhere.
Yes.
I mean...
Yeah.
That really makes a huge difference. Oh, I mean, wow. I see it all the time where kids are just attached to TV or to their
this
tablets.
This boyfriend of yours, he's got young children. He took them to the movies the other day. They don't have devices yet, do they? I hope.
They have the Amazon device for kids. Yeah.
Really?
But,
why?
You know, why? I don't know. I mean, I actually bought them one. There's a lot of stuff that you can do on it. Don't tell them. It was for Christmas, but I have to return it. but you know, one of the great things that he's doing with them a lot now is he's taking them out every day they go for a walk together. And I think that's a really, I think that's a really cool thing, because not only are you getting out of the house, but that's a good chance to talk to your kids. I mean, you know, you don't want to sit them down at home because it seems too serious, but when you're out walking around, it's a really safe place for people to talk about stuff. And I think that's so important, especially, I mean, his kids, not to make it too personally, but they're, you know, they went through their parents getting divorced and, you know, they've got a lot of stuff on their plate. And I think the walking spot is a great place to get some of that out.
How do you discuss disturbing events with your children? All right, let's take the food discussion out of the focus, and let's talk about what happens if, for example, somebody close to you, a parent, gets ill. I remember how much it focused my children when they were teenagers, thought their mother was going to die because she had breast cancer, and what they knew about breast cancer is that most women who got it died. So they spent their teen years, my daughter was angry, and my son was afraid. And don't you think that impacted them?
Oh, of course.
Not only but then, but now. I mean, now and they're out of it, but it certainly has shaped their attitude toward things, like discussions of illness, discussions of cancer, that sort of thing. So how do you, Richie, when you have the tough discussions with your children, how do you, and what do you consider, and I would ask that of both Jennifer and Victoria, in your own experience, do you remember having tough discussions with your parents about anything, whether it was illness, whether it was not doing well in school, whether it was getting caught doing something that was unimaginable? What do you remember? Your children must do things wrong, Rich.
I mean, all the time. They're kids. But, you know, you just try to explain that. Like yesterday, I'm trying to explain to Sean when I said, here's your dresser. I need you to dismantle it and put it in the trash. And, of course, you give a kid a hammer and he's all over the place. And I'm like, dude, settle down. Chill out. But, you know, like when my dad died, you have to explain that to him. And, you know, and that's tough. They don't understand, you know, why can't he be here for another 10 years? Or the hardest thing for me is driving around in your car and listening to the news.
Mm-hmm.
Rapes, murders, war.
And they pick that up, too.
And, you know, and sometimes I find myself just turning the channel and not listening to it so that we don't. But sometimes there are things you have to talk about. And I try to make them realize that there is a small percentage of crazy people on this planet, and a large percentage of the media likes to talk about it.
Mm.
So when you hear scary things on the radio or see them on TV, it's likely has nothing to do with what's going on in your world, but it is somewhere around.
But you see, how do you remember the pictures? I don't talk about these things on this program for particularly strong reasons, attitudinal. But when you see the amount of focus, Richie, last week, newspapers, internet, the pictures of that 5-year-old boy that was rescued from the bomb building in Syria, who didn't see that? He was covered with mud, covered with blood. He was in shock, or looked like he was, all disheveled. What is there about, children are watching these TV screens. They're watching their devices. So what do you do? How do you warn them?
But we're lucky, because that's a world away. We don't live in that world.
You know what I wonder? We're up on the anniversary of 9/11, and I didn't have any young children in my life at that time, but I wonder how you explain something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is so catastrophic. I mean,
children
I can't
are so much more aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
Around.
Absolutely they are, because of the media.
Yeah, and we don't think about it that way. I'm tuning stuff out. They don't know what to tune out. And so, parents, you ought to be careful of what you're listening to.
It's in their Instagram feed. They're seeing it on Twitter.
Yeah. Right. On Facebook. On whatever.
Sometimes your emotions get in the way of recognizing and understanding, I think.
And then the other danger
your children are thinking
is making them so that they're just kind of numb. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to feel things.
Yep.
And if you start seeing horrible things when you're 10 years old, And by the time you're 17 or 18, it's just, you're numb to it.
But you see, Richie, we're teaching them because there's an inculcation of fear by the very nature of when we give our children these devices. Well, we want you to check in with us because there are a lot of scary people out there. What tone does that set?
I think protecting your child's innocence is so important.
Yeah,
I mean,
important
conversation that my parents had with me is, you know, when I was 5, I think, they told me, or maybe 6, they told me they were getting a divorce. And they made me choose who I had to live with. And I love my parents so much. I love them to pieces, and they know this. This was one of the worst things that they could ever have done to me because as a 6-year-old, I'm sitting there going, what? If I pick one, I'm going to hurt the other. I mean, you know that.
Horrible.
There should have been way too much responsibility for you at that age.
Well, and it impacted my life. I mean, I look at how I live my life, always having to be in charge and being the responsible one. And that, you know, that is
a lot.
Young kid.
A lot about who you are and why you are the way you are now. You're a caregiver. And you learned that, and I would say that in a sense, you didn't grow up by yourself. I did. I came from a family of sisters who paid no attention to me. Parents paid no real attention. I was on my own. And I don't know that I noticed that. I was pretty much, I thought that was the way it was supposed to be. It isn't until sort of now in my life that I realized what impact all that stuff had on me and who I am as an adult human being. I thought it was A-okay. I was happy as a kid. Frankly, I love going to the farm, and I got angry when I was told that I couldn't go because I was too tired. You can't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning every day. Why? I was having a great time. Why can't I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning? As it turns out, I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life.
Now you can listen to the soul of the Doug Steffen.
You made up for it.
I know.
Yeah. So, all right, anyway.
I think importantly, if there's something, I guess, if there's a tragedy in your life that you have to deal with your kids, go to them with a plan. You know, that provides a bit of safety, right?
Well, there's going to be a lot of this discussion this week with youngsters that may not know even what 9/11 is, so I thought I'd just throw that out there for consideration. 18 past the hour.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Stay healthy from head to wallet with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. You can earn Plenty points on hundreds of specially marked products each week on your favorite brands. Every 100 Plenty points equals $1 off your next purchase. Sign up today in store or online at RiteAid.com. And that's just one of the 4 ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being...
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sure. You don't think I can recognize Adele's voice? Richie said, this is Adele. We have compare and contrast going on now musically. This is Adele's song, her version of When We're Young. And the reason we're playing it is as a representative sort of comparative to Demi Lovato, who told her Cleveland fans over the weekend that she had a special treat for them. Turned out to be her performance of one of her favorite songs. This is Demi Lovato. Song live before on her tour, but based on the audience's reaction, growing number of YouTube views, she did pretty well. This is, I know you had a hard time believing that this is a copy of somebody made this in the audience. Must have been somebody from China because they love doing this stuff. Movies and live shows.
And she does stuff like this, and then I'm reminded how good, good she is.
So let's play Adele's version of Hello, and then compare it to Demi Lovato's version. Isn't just the way she sings in her voice, but the songs themselves, the way they are created instrumentally, I think are fabulously creative. I think that's what I get out of it. Listen, maybe that's why so many people are enthralled by Adele, not only her voice and her performance, but how she's put the music together. Okay, so that's Adele's rendition of Hello. This is Demi Lovato. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much sleeping. Hello, can you hear me? Somebody slap those kids next door and tell them to be quiet when we're recording. So Demi Lovato is touring with one of the Jonas Boys, right?
She is, with Nick Jonas, yeah.
Nick Jonas. Are they romantically, or are they just friends?
No, they're best friends. They've been friends since they were kids, yeah.
She actually just broke up with Wilmer Valderrama, who's been with, like, every girl in Hollywood, and totally upgraded, by the way, UFC fighter Luke Rockhold. Uh-huh. He's hot.
Yeah. Good for her. You go, girl.
Wait, I know. I want to give her a high five.
She went from Handy Manny.
Yeah.
From the 70s show.
Yes.
To a WWF guy.
A UFC guy.
UFC. Guy, yeah. He's back with Minka Kelly, and then Demi tweeted last week that apparently he was very dishonest with her when they broke up. He said it was mutual, and really he just wanted to get back with Minka Kelly.
There you go. All right, so the North American leg of the Future Now Tour wraps up September 17th in the Forum in L.A. Maybe that was the thing we were going to go see, Jen.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
All right, here's the music story of the hour, 28 past the hour.
Christian Faith Publishing is looking for Christian authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Christian Faith Publishing reviews each and every book submitted to them, and they give you their feedback. And if they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So whether you've written an inspirational work, a novel, a children's book, poetry, or a biography, and want to get it published, you need to call Christian Faith Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-515-6417 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-515-6417. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-515-6417. That's 800-515-6417. Work with a publisher who shares your core Christian values of integrity and honesty. Call Christian Faith Publishing at 800-515-6417 for your free author submission kit.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader. An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, The service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
All right, 34 minutes after the hour, time for our weekly visit with Victoria Bullis. Victoria is a lady who has lots of character, lots of class. She is a character, but I think that goes with the territory. Somebody who does what she does for a living. Oh, by the way, welcome back, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air. As somebody who does what Victoria Bullis does for a living, how can you consider them to be, and I don't mean this in the negative sense, obviously, how can we consider this to be a negative? So in a moment, we will dig into the fascinating world of what you want to know from perhaps one of the best-known psychics in the world. Victoria Bullis, up next with us here.
Teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
All right, 36 minutes after the hour, Victoria Bullis, B-U-L-L-I-S, her website, victoriabullis.com, at Victoria Bullis, good place for you to find out more things about her. One of the things that is often asked of a psychic is, what are you most often asked? What are the most frequent questions, right? Don't people always ask about health, relationships, and money? That's pretty much it. That's what you do all day long, right?
Yeah, but not in that order. Relationship is first. Relationship is second. Let's see. Relationship is third, and then money, and then health.
Okay. So what happens if somebody sends you a check for a reading, and they say, I'd like you to do a reading of my husband, or my wife, or my girlfriend, and the people who, let's in this circumstance, I'm going to say rich, because rich isn't necessarily always on a, he's not always on a par with the rest of us here when it comes to this sort of thing. And so if his wife had sent you a check and said, would you please do a reading for my husband, and he didn't know it, would that be fair? Should you not do a reading for someone who doesn't want to be read?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. By the way, sending me a check kind of went out with the 90s, but that's all right.
Yeah, credit cards these days. Not to Doug.
Not to me. Yeah. Checks.
Yeah. Excuse me for coughing.
Nothing.
All right, so I'll tell you.
You're in good company. Hillary coughs a lot. Go ahead.
All right, so I made me cough more. Sorry. All right, so one thing people say to me, I've been out in public in events and stuff, and people say, oh, so-and-so over there is a psychic. And I usually go, I hate psychics. And if they know what to do, they look at me, and I say, I don't really hate them. I just don't like being around them. And it's true, and I'm not being arrogant. Most psychics will try and read everything about anybody. I don't have any of his friends. I don't want to be read unless I give someone permission. Like the Long Island medium,
walk
up to people in grocery stores and say, oh, you're going to die soon, or whatever she says.
She does do that. She walks up to people in grocery stores and says, oh, and someone's contacting me from beyond.
Yeah, totally inappropriate. It's none of anybody's business what's going on in your life unless you give them permission. So if somebody wants to know about his or her spouse and so on, I always say, usually when I'm booking the appointment, if they tell me that's what they want to talk about, I say, I have to take a second here to see if it's okay with me, for me, if it's appropriate for me to do that. And then I will give the answer, not about what they want to know, not until it's the reading, but I'll say, you know what, I can't talk to you about whether he or she is cheating. That's not something I can do. But if you want to know about how to make his business better or why he's depressed, I'm not a therapist, though, but it's easy for me to see that, or why, you know, he leaves his clothes on the floor, that's stuff I can do. How to get him to stop smoking, or her. So it depends on the person. It depends on the situation. I never am inappropriate to try and read someone without their permission. I think that's extremely important. It's something I teach people to do. It's easy to learn to read people. You know, you can take a weekend course in how to do tarot or something, which is babyish, and start reading people. Not good. None of your business. None of my business. Unless I have their permission.
So,
I'm glad you asked that question. We didn't plan this ahead of time. You threw that out at me.
Well, you know better than to have any kind of plans ahead of time with me.
I know, because, you know, you're a spontaneous type guy.
Well, I think that one of the things that I find, and I noticed that Rich hasn't jumped in on this, and I don't want him, my desire is never to make anybody feel uncomfortable because it's not fair. And so if Richie wants to have Victoria deal with it, we've had, Victoria's read, I don't know that she's read me, but she's read Victoria Victoria Keelan. She's read Jennifer. She's read Kara. And so Richie is an important part.
Oh, I'd love to read Richie. I think I did years and years ago.
Yeah, I think
changed.
You did too. Right, yeah. Nothing's changed?
Same old Rich.
Nothing's changed. That's
he's blushing, isn't he? I can tell he's blushing.
Hey, yeah. Here's the deal. My future never changes, but the past always does. I was great in my past.
So are we all. It's called living in the past.
And Doug gives me well.
To recreate how good looking we were.
That's right, exactly.
How good and bad in your
I
case.
Think Richie, right. Actually, I don't agree. I think Richie's changed a lot. The 20 years that I've known him, I think he has changed whenever the influence has been. He's just grown up. I think he's a lot different than he was because there's been a 10-year.
I remember him being different. He's softened a lot.
Yeah.
He's wiser, seriously. He's wiser, he's more compassionate, and more intuitive. Would you say that's true, Richie?
I would, yeah. Yeah.
Intuitive in what way?
Going on now, I'll tell you.
It's called
gaming. GAMING. Do you play any sort of poker?
I'm terrible at poker. I just walk in and hand my money to the other guys.
Okay, well, that's your belief system. And that comes from a religion or from past lives or whatever. That's called a fear. One of the fears is of, you know, losing all your money, of course. One of your other fears is fear of success. If you take it slowly and start deciding right now, today, right this minute, that you can be very good, the more you hate something or are terrible at it, the more we're supposed to flip it and learn. If you really have an angst about something like I did for years about being a psychic, the more you're supposed to, if you're really passionate about something to the negative, it means you're supposed to explore it and get over it. And conversely, if you love something and are really drawn to it, like, oh, I wish I could do whatever, that means you're supposed to look at it. Same thing. So you have a fear of a lot of things around gaming. But you're meant to. Your spirit guides are telling me, and I have seriously, I'm not kidding you. I have a Native American spirit guide of yours telling me he wants you to start gaming and play two-something poker. Is there a kind of poker that starts with number two?
You mean like gaming on the video games with my son down in the basement?
No.
Go on.
You could. That's gaming. I know you can make money at it. No, I'm talking about poker. And something stud. So it's got the word stud.
Well, I play stud all the time. I mean,
that's not about sexuality right here.
Oh,
it's about
God.
And then what's the other one? Blackjack.
Blackjack, yeah.
So start playing. Start, you know, seeing how to do it. Like, there's got to be something in YouTube. There's everything in YouTube.
Oh, sure.
And start just having fun. You go to some sites online. You're not betting any money. But after I'm getting about 6 weeks of doing a little bit every day, then you start pretending, really, really, really try to pretend that you're betting real money. So you if you pretend something, you end up making it real. So you pretend like you're going to be cautious and careful, and you're going to bet you're betting, and you really want to win. You go, oh, no, I lost. And then, oh, fantastic, I won. Until you get so comfortable with the winning and losing that that's when you start betting a little bit of money, like a few cents, and, you know, a little bit with a friend or your son or something, and then you take it to the casinos and you do, you know, little bits of money, $5, you know, and you'll be very, very good in a year and a half.
Victoria, what's the life lesson here? I mean, besides becoming a member of Gamblers Anonymous and getting my son into gambling, what's the life lesson? What's my takeaway from here, from this?
What's your takeaway?
Yeah, yeah.
You tell me.
Hey, you're the psychic.
What are you taking away with it? I'm saying go do it. You'll be great at it. What are you taking away with it?
Oh, okay. All right. I get you now.
You do it. Yeah, go do it.
I'm afraid of gambling, but you think I have a knack for it and I should pursue it.
Yeah, you have a Native American guide who's going to help you. So, to me,
Indian casino.
To them to suggest gambling.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, right. Yeah.
If I get a vest that says Doug Stafford, are you responsible?
Yeah. Billy the casinos.
Right. I'll give you the first 10 spot.
There you go.
All right, so let's see.
Hey, let's remember that, everyone.
Yes.
Doug said. said he would spot him in his first 10.
Yeah. Let's but the only, that. I'm getting 50% for my 10. I'm getting 50% of everything he brings in from that.
Oh, I'll put you in for 75. Huh?
Really?
If you're going to spot the money, yeah.
Hey, let's remember that, too. You'll be sorry, but go ahead. Let's remember
okay.
that.
Okay. Let's take this one step further. How many times have you been asked, Victoria Bullis, if you're a psychic, why aren't you a jillionaire? Why don't you bet the numbers? How come you don't know how to win at, what is it, Powerball?
God, I ask myself that so many times. Why can't I do for myself what I do for other people? But I know the answer. I'm not supposed to. You know, it sounds like a cop-out, but it's true. Trust me, I would like to change that. But I'm supposed to be here to help people, and I do some little things. I did gamble. I got to tell you this. I did gamble once and made a pile of money. I was in New Zealand. I was on a radio tour, and I stayed in the Sky Hotel in Auckland. And they have a casino in the middle of, like, 10 floors. And they have there are so many poor people in New Zealand that you could bet as much as half a New Zealand penny. And that was back when the New Zealand dollar was, like, about 47 cents to our dollar. So I played. I had fun. It was great. I played machines. And I had a whole pile of money, a pile. They had to get people to come, two or three people to come and take the coin, the things away that you get from the machine and go and count it out. $2.67. I'll never forget it. But the thing was, I could win like that because my belief system said it was okay. I was having fun. If I could translate that into the big money, you know, it's called the belief system that I don't have yet either, Richie. Maybe you and I can work on this together.
Absolutely. Right. Let's go hit
Vegas.
Because
it was nothing. It was no money. I had great fun with it. So I'm telling you that to start out the same way. Just have fun with it. But if you can keep doing it on a daily basis, then, you know, you will start making money. I know I could be really good at two things. Sports, and I'm doing better and better with sports. I'm still not that great. And foreign exchange, because I've lived in so many countries and traveled so much. If I could get, but the thing is, I don't sit down every day and monitor it. If I could find, maybe one of your listening audience would work with me. If I had somebody that we sat down every day and we looked at it, and the person did the spreads or whatever on it, and I tuned into my intuition, I could hone it and be really good. I haven't done it yet. And I haven't made the time for it. That's some of it. But mostly, to answer your question, Doug, it's meant for me to do for other people.
Yeah. All right. Well, that makes good sense, and that shows what your motivation is. All right. Victoria Bullis. It's Victoria Bullis, BULLIS.com, at Victoria Bullis. Ask away questions. You got a question for her. I have stuff here that has been sent in, and I wanted to capitalize on Richie being here because he's not here every day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You can send me a question for Victoria, Doug@DougStephan.com. It's now 40. Wow, look at the time ran away from us. It's 49 past the hour.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates.
And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You're already a storyteller, so be a great one. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We all tell ourselves stories. As I've taught through the years, our minds.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This from The Enforcer, one of the first Dirty, it was the first Dirty Harry movie, one of the first big success stories after The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and the Fistful of Dollars, a few dollars more of those movies. This was what came up next for Clint Eastwood, isn't it, Chucker?
Dirty Harry, and then this is the first sequel, The Enforcer score, to it, and then Magnum Force. And then Sudden Impact. And then Deadpool. He did five Dirty Harry
movies. So is there ever a thought to him doing another one as an old retired police officer or something like that? There's usually somebody come up with a script for something like that.
Wait a minute, I thought Dirty Harry was a cowboy.
No.
No, he's a cop.
Oh. All right.
San Francisco.
He's been asked many times, probably in the last 20 years. It's not going to happen. He's now 86, and the reason we play the theme to Clint Eastwood's Enforcer is Clint Eastwood's latest directorial effort, Sully, which opened in the theaters this Friday. They screened it at the Telluride Film Festival over the weekend to standing ovations. It stars Tom Hanks. The trailers look great. I can't wait to see it.
Fabulous, yeah. I think it'll be certainly the movie of the weekend, but it's a great story, a true true story, and you know, you like the Hollywood flair added to it. So, and what better person to play a role like that than Tom Hanks,
who
has matured so much. So that's out this weekend. You went to see Florence Foster Jenkins. You're going to tell us about that in a moment. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here at 55 past the hour.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party. Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, so Chuck, you and I both saw Florence Foster Jenkins. Why don't you go first with what you thought of it?
I thought it was really good. I thought it was solid. It was good to see Meryl Streep, who's awesome in everything she does, but good to see Hugh Grant get a really good role. He's really good in this film.
Oh, this is going
to
be good.
Interesting, Doug, when I watched it, it was sort of hard to believe that it was based on a true story.
Yeah,
but evidently
that
it was.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I thought it was compelling and a very solid watch.
All right, let her rip, Doug.
You ready for your sister to leave the moment of the day? Go ahead, Gene.
I fell asleep.
You liked it that much, huh?
I liked it that much. I thought it was the story is interesting, and yes, it is true. And you're right, great. I'm a little bit colored, frankly, about her with some of the things I've heard about her lately. I haven't
not
quite
politically correct anymore, Dougie.
I know, yeah. But that's the way. My feelings about her are not as strong as they used to be because I've heard things. I don't know if they're true. I'm kind of waiting for the dust to settle to see if she really is as difficult a human being as some people say that she is.
Really?
But that doesn't take away from her acting ability, for sure.
No, not at all.
Fabulous.
I also got a chance to see a movie called Don't Think Twice. It's only on 143 screens. We booked it at our local community art house theater. It stars Michael Key of the Peeling Key team and an actress named Jillian Jacobs, who was in the TV show Community. She was absolutely, it's about improv comics who strive to make it big and basically want to be on a show like SNL Saturday Night Live. I thought it was a really good film, one of the best films I've seen this year. And this woman, Jillian Jacobs, who was on Community, I thought it was a star-making performance. Really good. If you can't catch it at your local theater, probably be on demand in a few weeks.
All right,
she's
so
fabulous. She's also on the stars in the Netflix show that Judd Apatow did called Love. She's amazing.
Right. She's really good.
I went to see that movie with Chris Pine and Jeff Bridges, sort of modern-day...
people say that's a great movie.
It was a very interesting movie. It was a little violent for me, but Pine shows that he's got some chops. He's not just Captain Kirk. That other kid, Ben, who's always a bad guy, I can't remember his last name.
Ben Foster.
Foster, yeah. He's really usually a bad guy, and he plays that role well in this movie as well. And then you sort of see, it's kind of unusual or interesting to see Jeff Bridges as, you know, you're really face-to-face with his aging. I remember him in that movie with Clint Eastwood, talking about Clint Eastwood, when they were in, what the heck was the movie when the two of them are somehow there was money in the church or something.
I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to think of the title. But it goes back. Listen, I did a revival of King Kong from 1976 last month, and he goes back to, you know, he was 27 years old when he did King Kong in 76 with Jessica Lange. She was 27 also.
How about that? Memories are made of this. Hi, Chuck. Good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry with us here. It's 59 after the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.